And turning to college sports now, University of Florida fans are the proud owners of some big bragging rights today. The Gators' win over Ohio State last night gave them the college football championship to go with the NCAA basketball championship they won in the spring. That gives the university an unmatched distinction, reigning champs in both major college sports. From member station WUFT in Gainesville, Kevin Allen reports.
The University of Florida bookstore wasted no time marking the Gators' national championship. The first thing this morning, workers set up tables for the T-shirts and memorabilia. Whether it was the hustle and bustle at the bookstore,
woo, Gators, number one, go Gators,
or the whoops and cheers from the thousands of fans on the streets of Gainesville overnight, what officials like to call the Gator Nation is celebrating more than just a football championship. For some, like law student Billy Maximilian, the simple win over Ohio State was reason enough to take to the streets.
We've got class tomorrow, but you know what? This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, so we're out here partying and supporting our team.
But others saw a bit more meaning in UF's second national football championship. Combined with the national basketball title, UF now holds a spotlight no other university can boast. And for students like Robert Crabtree, who lined up to be among the first with a national championship T-shirt, that bragging right matters.
It makes my senior year much more memorable. It's nice to go out with a bang, and this is also on the 100th season of Gator football, and comes on the heels of our basketball championship.
And for many, it wasn't just the win, but how it was achieved. Jeff Gadboyce, who brought his family to the street celebration, said the win was something all UF fans could be proud of. He said no one demonstrated that better than senior quarterback Chris Leak, who rebounded from fans' boos earlier in the year.
We're really proud of the Gators, and I just think that Chris Leak has been a class act, and the whole team's been a class act. They've shown themselves really well, not just as athletes, but as good role models for the kids and everything.
And that's what Florida officials are happy to hear. They've tried to position UF as an academic and athletic leader for the past decade. As he boarded a flight back to Gainesville, University President Bernie Machen noted, while UF is well regarded by its peers, there is still a part of the general public to get the message to.
They're going to say, Florida, they won two championships, and it takes 1,300 SATs for people to get into that place. I think that's the kind of new recognition we're going to get.
The morning newspaper put that message more simply, believe it. It's a sentiment the fans of the orange and blue will be sharing around town for the next few days. For NPR News, I'm Kevin Allen in Gainesville, Florida.
And you're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.